Today I want to speak about laying the foundation for the season ahead. Let's cue that intro!
The big question is this: how do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness, and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh, and welcome to the Roadman Podcast.
Roadman! Welcome back, Roadman. It's another Roadman cycling podcast. Today, I want to chat to you about laying the foundation for the season ahead. It's essentially the sort of housekeeping or administrative tasks that we need. I made that sound real sexy, didn't I? It's the stuff that makes success possible later in the season. And trust me, I found this one out the hard way. So many of the stories I tell on this podcast, they're lessons I've learned, and I've either, you know, earned them through scars, trial and error, or through forking out cash and just paying experts to find this stuff out. But the sweet thing is, because you're a listener, you get to find this stuff out the easy way without having to make all those crazy mistakes. So that's what I want to talk about today. Before I dive into it, you know me, I like to have my little random segues at the start of the podcast, a little bit of catching up, how you keeping, that type of thing. What we have going on at the moment, which some of you, I'm sure quite a few of you, will be very interested in, is we wanted to do January sale. Everyone does January sales. And we wanted to make the January sale such a no-brainer that you'd almost have to sign up for this. So that's what we done. We took our Roadman Blueprint, which sells for $997 for 4 months coaching. Now, it's insane. You'll hear the little bumper at the end. Is our $997 one? Like, what's in it? It's 4 months one-on-one coaching. It's 4 months strength and conditioning plans, 4 months eating plans, 4 months of momentum and sports psychology stuff, and 4 months of biohacks. It's savage. It's $997. Now, we were chatting, and I wanted to figure out a price that everybody would sign up to. So I'm like, you know, so you'd have no excuse, because I know people are dropping money on going to events. You know, you're signing up for Mallorca 312s, whole routes, or you're planning a full race calendar. And I don't want you guys going into that underprepared. So I was like, what do we do? So we decided for January to cut the price completely in half. So you're looking at $497 for that entire plan for 4 months of everything. And, you know, go out and price match that around against competitors. You know, to go to Carmichael Coaching, Train Right, you know, you're paying upwards of $300 a month, and you're only getting the coaching with this. It's the coaching, the nutrition, the strength conditioning, the biohacking, the motivation. That's insane. So what you can do on that one, if you want to get, there's only a limited number of spots on that, and I really mean limited number of spots. There's less than 5 spots on that, so expect them to fill up super fast. So as soon as you hear the podcast, if you're interested in it, head on off, pop us an email. It's admin@roadmancycling.com is the best way to book in your place on that one. Other than that, I wanted to briefly mention the Patreon, because a shout out to who was our Patreon that signed up yesterday. Let me give me his name, give him a shout out, because he is a legend. Thank you to my new Patreon, Alex Moose. Sorry, I might have pronounced that wrong. M-U-S-E. Thank you for subscribing and supporting the podcast. So I'm going to start shouting out people who support the Patreon, because it's a valuable thing you're doing for me, really is. It's, you know, meaning we can, I can just focus on creating independent, bias-free content. And, you know, I like to think if you're getting some value out of the podcast, and, you know, that's all I want to do is, I've seen how powerful cycling is, folks. I really have. In powerful as a tool for pulling people out of mental health slumps, for transforming your body, for transforming your happiness and making you live longer. If I wasn't so passionate about this, I'd be back working in law, but I'm not. I'm here doing free podcasts every day of the week and trying to give as much value as I can to you guys, you know, like with that January offer, you know, and just to get that small token of appreciation to just buy the price of a pint of beer once a month. I know it's not a super amount of cash for you or me. It's not a life-changing amount of cash on either side. But what it is it's validation for me and vindication that I'm actually touching some of you guys and I'm making a difference. Okay, I've waffled quite long at the start of this podcast for a Roadman bite. So let's dive into this. I want to talk about laying the foundation. When I start off and I look at a calendar year, whether it's myself or whether I'm working with a client, one of the things which I really like to do is plot out on the calendar compulsory obligations in the calendar. And by this, I mean, if you go back to any of the, you know, old school textbooks, Joe Frail, Andrew Cogan, any of these, they'll talk to you about periodization being just 3 weeks on, 1 week off. But okay, grand. That works in a textbook, but it doesn't work in real life when you're coaching athletes with, you know, trying to balance family, trying to balance work and social obligations. So what I like to do is I like to get a calendar at the very start. And this is just my cycling calendar. And now I plot events that I can't miss. I plot a buddy's wedding. I plot the ski trip with the girlfriend. I plot the family, you know, 3-day break with the family. I plot anything that's going to be a static demand that I can't get around into my calendar. That's the starting point. Then next I come in and I plot A priority races. These are my top priority races for the season. So I'll have 2, maximum 3 of these per season. And this way now, by knowing that I have static demands, some of the A priority races just won't make sense. You know, if I have an A priority race the weekend after a ski trip, it doesn't make sense. I'm not going to be able to build to a crescendo of fitness and taper while also navigating the slopes of Les Deux Alpes. It's not going to be possible. So now you start seeing, okay, this makes sense to, you know, it's just moving chess pieces around the board. That 10,000 foot overview is invaluable to do. So 3 A priority races into a calendar around all your compulsory social obligations. That's step one in laying the foundation. Step two is assessing stuff now that can be changed now that'll have minimum impact and disruption to your training now, but if we try and address it later on, it'll have a huge impact. So one of those is, do you have any underlying injuries? It's getting into the physio and just getting a little bit of an assessment and seeing, do you have any underlying weaknesses? Do you have a weak hamstring that's likely to flare up as soon as you do 2 or 3 stages of a race back to back? And you know, then you'll go to the physio in May and he's going to say take 2 weeks off the bike and do this rehab program, and that completely ruins the middle part of your season. But now getting out ahead of this, going into the physio and just asking them to do a little bit of an assessment, range of motion assessment, strength assessment of each of the muscles, let's see if there's any injuries we can get out ahead of, and now build that prehab program into our training now. That's step two. The next step is, and this just sounds crazy, but it's going to the dentist. Do you have any dental issues that are going to flare up during the season? Cavendish famously, I think it was 2014, 2015, lost like the early part of the season with a dental issue. And that was a dental issue that should have been addressed in the winter, but he let it go and go and go. And then when La Primavera, Milan San Remo came around and it was time to start, you know, really sucking it up and getting going with the season, this dental issue reared its head and it took him out for the early part of the season. So again, getting out ahead of that. Next one similar to that is bike fit. Are you checking in with the bike fitter? Do you need adjustments made to your position? They're easy to make now, but they're difficult to make when we get into the season because, you know, we're race recover, peaking for events, tapering for events. All that's difficult to execute from a coaching perspective when somebody is struggling with bike fit, when they're, you know, they need to gradually up their duration and intensity because they're trying to adapt their body to a new bike position. They're my housekeeping tips. They're my, you know, rules that I absolutely insist on every one of our clients to come in have this in order. So it's, you know, calendar management, it's injury management, it's bike fit, and it's dental. And for me, I call those the foundational blocks for a good season next year. If you're taking care of them now, it shows you're on top of things. If you're neglecting them now, you know, you have a chance that one or more of them are going to pop up in the season and derail your season. And success and failure never show up like accidents in the middle of the season. You know, any time that I or any of our clients have a very good season, you can see the breadcrumb trail of success all the way through. Likewise, you're not going to go to your main event, whether it's, you know, Crit Nationals in June, and get dropped after one lap and go, I never seen this one coming. It left clues all the way along. You were failed to figure out these foundational pieces early, and this manifested itself in bigger problems later in the season. Roadman, thank you for listening. And I'll be back again tomorrow. Isn't it cool that we're back on the daily podcast? I'm loving it. Roadman, I'll chat to you tomorrow. Hey Roadman, it's Anthony again. Just before you head off, real quick, I just want to mention the Roadman Blueprint. It's the ultimate coaching package. It's 4 months long. It's 4 months of one-on-one coaching sessions with your own professional Roadman cycling coach. It's 4 months of strength and conditioning plans, so you never need to worry about, is this strength conditioning plan aligned with my cycling goals? It's 4 months of nutrition plans to fuel all that. It's 4 months of biohacks, which you know I love so much. and I'm getting to pick the brain of all these experts, and it's 4 months of motivation to make sure you never miss a session, and every single session you hit it with commitment and with purpose. The whole package, it's €997. I have a limited number of places on the Roadman Blueprint. If you're interested in getting started, pop me an email on admin@roadmancycling.com. This is the ultimate coaching package for those looking to take their cycling and their performance to the next level.